The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning.
Morning, Todd.
Buenos dias, senor.
Yes. It's what's on your mind.
I got to get rid of the Spanish lingo.
You know, you are looking quite tan from Mexico. Yeah, you brought that look home.
You know, everybody keeps telling me I'm not tan enough from what I've been in Cancun, but I'm thinking it's about as tan as I get.
You know, Todd, you're the only guy I know that can travel to Cancun. And see, most people go to Cancun. They get a nice tan, they come home, and they put a good North Dakota frostbite on top of it. But not you. You know, you go to Cancun, you get this tan, and you shovel your way back to North Dakota through snow via Colorado.
Well, I wasn't able to get a frostbite in North Dakota, and I noticed that on the map, so I thought, well, if I stop in Denver where they had a winter storm warning Sunday night and Monday morning, that's the best I could do, I guess, in short notice.
What a shocker.
You know, actually, early May is about the time to go to Cancun because it's about the time the North American traveling is starting to level off a little bit, and South Americans are just starting to vacation there. So it's kind of a lean time. So if you want to be able to beat the crowd as much as you can beat the crowd in Cancun, that's kind of a key time to go.
So is the pina colada is much easier to order poolside,
yes,
the bars that are in the actual pool?
Yeah, they're not as busy at that point.
That's a good plus there.
See, that's a, you know, you don't want to have to fight the crowd and wait 20 minutes for a drink.
I went to Puerto Vallarta one time.
Oh,
they
yes.
had a pool. Stayed at the same place where Arnold Schwarzenegger stayed. It was an all-inclusive, and they filmed the movie where the alien that they fought, whatever the name of that movie was.
The alien.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
They fought.
Something.
PG-13.
It was so long ago. Anyway, they filmed the movie four miles away from this
place.
That sounds
like a B-movie title. Yeah.
Predator. Maybe it was Predator or something like that.
They show at 3 in the morning on some off-channel. The alien that they fought.
Yes.
It wasn't one of Arnold's prouder moments in history.
But they had these great pools, you know, on this with, you know, oceanside. Now, here about, you know, 50 feet from your pool is an ocean.
Right.
You can't go to the ocean. You're 50 feet away in a pool, and there's a bar in the pool.
Right. Well, you can't put the bar in the ocean.
And the pina coladas were so great. The pineapple was probably cut that morning.
Yeah.
The bananas picked, you know, yesterday.
Right.
Ripe from the tree.
Exactly.
I was there 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
I gained 11 pounds.
I was there 6 nights and lost 10 pounds. I'm not sure why, other than...
Well, would it be you had a new wife there? She kept you, you know, active. So
okay, sure. Yeah. Well, where are you planning to go with this?
Nowhere. Just acknowledging how you lost 6 pounds.
10 pounds.
Ten pounds
in 6 nights.
Wow.
I'm thinking about, you know, if I move to Cancun for a year, I'll be down to my normal weight.
Well, but head on back, buddy.
You think I can get enough gear out of Scott to be able to do that? Hey, Scott, I'm going to do What's on Your Mind from Cancun for about a year. Is that okay?
That would work. So this is called What's on Your Mind.
Yes.
And it's Friday.
Very good.
Friday. And
therefore, normal or nuts.
Normal or nuts. I tell you what.
Tell me what.
I'm going with nuts here. This is nuts.
Everything's
nuts.
There's nothing normal, huh?
Nothing normal.
Yeah.
May 7th. Solicitation by the U.S. Department of Agriculture seeks the commercial acquisition of submachine guns, specifically 40 caliber, you know, the kind that when you go down, you don't get back up as easy. And on top of that, ballistic resistant body armor that is gender specific. Now, gender specific. Isn't that kind of sexist?
They put boobs in it?
Yeah, what if you have man boobs, you know? Might you not need?
Gene, I have them.
But this is nuts. I mean, the Department of USDA, now I've got to take this to a logical conclusion. Okay, they're ordering up submachine guns. First off, you got to catch this. Not only are these machine guns, but they're the kind that they do not want you or I to have, that they're taking away. Collapsible stocks that have to fold.
Okay.
30-round clip capacities.
Okay.
titanium night sights, front and rear, rails for the attachment of flashlight so they can get you at night.
Of course.
Semi-automatic round, two-burst trigger groups, ambidextrous ability, and must be capable of handling gloved operation.
Oh, gloved operation, yes. Because
you never know.
Michael Jackson just may need a gun.
Michael Jackson.
And it has to be ready for gloved operation.
He's not gone. He just went to work for the USDA.
I've been saying Elvis is dead for years, and it's been proven he's not, so. Oh, by now he might be dead.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. I would logically deduct, and that's what I typically do, is I logically deduct. That's why, you know, around me, don't fight me without the facts. You're coming to a gunfight with a knife, and I have a 30-round clip. But anyway,
ooh.
My deduction is this. The USDA is not acquiring all this ammo and gender-specific, what do you call it again, body-resistant armor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's not because of the farmers. Because if they're worried about the farmers, they would be getting headgear, because every farmer I know gets a gratis license. He's a deer hunter. He's a good shot. So they're probably good at headshots. So okay. It has to be either the school lunch programs and people not, you know, getting their school lunch, kids not being able to eat one day because their account is underdrawn, overdrawn for $4, or it's got to be the food stamps. That's my only conclusion here. So USDA, this is nuts. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you would like to defend the USDA on this one.
Okay, can I just bring a simpler scenario to the table here?
I'm listening. I'm really hoping you have
something. It's nuts that we can't get NDSU and UND to play a football game together. It's nuts.
And I think we're going to...
Why can we not get that done?
Well, can I give you my logical deduction?
I'm sitting down.
Okay. First off, it was the number one game in North Dakota.
Exactly.
When NDSU, it was the greatest rivalry. Good luck trying to get in. That's why the tailgate. I believe that's how tailgating kicked off, because nobody could get in to see the game. You had to sit outside.
Well, there you go.
But? They say they've been trying to pull this off, bring this together, because, A, when we have our guest on later on, I want to know why, if UND is now Division One, why aren't they just naturally scheduled to play NDSU? It'd be like Century
Now. Division One opponent.
Yeah,
why would you
Division
not be doing
one?
That?
It's like
exactly.
Bismarck High School not wanting to play Century.
Never mind a long-time rivalry. And exactly, you wouldn't have Bismarck and Century, you know,
mm-hmm.
or Fargo North and South, you know, not playing each other. Come on. This is obvious.
So you know what my deduction is? Why it's not bringing it together? Could it be, since it's the biggest game in North Dakota, there's going to be MUCO revenue generated at this game?
Right.
And could it be NDSU and UND are fighting over the splitting of the spoils of war, and NDSU says we're the better team, so we get the bigger cash flow? Is it possibly that? Because why wouldn't they come together? Where's that song? Come together right now.
I was thinking of the old Youngbloods Get Together, I guess.
Oh, Get Together?
Okay.
Head
for some reason.
So our heads were at two different places, but we were singing.
But we're in the same era.
There was
Bats in the
Belfry.
And that was the important part there, is we're in the same era.
Oh, you're good. You are the radio god.
Blame Bill Parker for that name. I never for a moment.
You can search those archives, man, so fast.
Well, it's not like the old days where I had to fumble through a bunch of 45s or something. It's a computer screen. I have to type in C and I get to come together. So there we go.
Well,
now the secret of the Todd Mitchell time machine is out.
It's over with.
I think you have a good point, though. Follow the money.
Follow the money.
We're going to find the answer to
that
question.
When we have our guest on, and our guest later today on this topic will be former Bison football player Don Morton. He's now a member of the North Dakota Board of Higher Education, and he will be discussing on whether or not they can come together.
He's a Bison guy, but I bet he wants the rivalry.
Of
I'm just
course.
Predicting. I don't know. Okay.
Of course.
Well, there we go.
That I would. I'd say, because he was a former player, and I suspect
our modern era, or, you know, more recent Bison fans thinking, wait a minute, you know, we played these huge games. We went to the Metrodome and basically spanked the University of Minnesota way beyond what anybody was expecting. So are they thinking they're better than UND so they don't have to play UND?
Hence my deduction.
And if they are thinking that, then what they need to do is get a hockey team together, because we all know what would be happening in that instance, don't we?
Yes, we do.
At least for the foreseeable future.
I'm actually trying to envision that, you know, NDSU on skates against UND. That's a tough one.
They might,
I see a buffalo.
They might get a few recruits.
I see a buffalo on four legs, you know, like Bambi on the ice. Remember when Bambi finds the ice pond? Oh, that's so cute. I'm envisioning a buffalo doing that.
I'm thinking if NDSU got a hockey team together, there'd be a few recruits that, you know, used to play hockey in high school. I'm just guessing here.
There could be.
Yeah.
In North Dakota, that's possible.
Yeah, North Dakota, Minnesota, you know, I mean, we got some real estate from which to draw. So.
Yes, we do.
But
nobody wants to call and defend the USDA. I'm noticing that. 2580550. Maybe they're at the USDA expediting the order now that I brought this up.
1-800-228-0550, or of course, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. You can also write in. And of course, anytime at 1-855-200-1776, option 1. So when Gene leaves at 11 o'clock, if you're still mad, you won't incur his wrath when you call 1-855-200-1776. Ration 1. More coming up.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the Truck Bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE. Or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Back to
What's On Your Mind. I'm Gene Grainer, along with Todd Mitchell.
And it's not What's On Gene's Mind, by the way. That's
yeah, well,
not the name of the show.
We'll invite your ideas, too.
Otherwise, we've got to change all the, you know, the internet stuff, the What's On Gene's Mind Radio.com or whatever. And we that's
oh, come on.
It's way too it's What's
bad.
On Your Mind at 1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. We've got Jack Granville on 910 KCJB. Jack, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, Jack. Yes,
yeah,
hello, Jack.
There's a little situation going on right now. We're at Williston. I got an elderly brother. He's apparently had a stroke. He was shopping in mine, and he ended up west of Williston somewhere. They found him over there, and they took him into the hospital into Williston. And his wife and grandson went out there last night. They released him. They said that apparently there's not really any, but he's just delusional. He don't know where he's at or nothing. But the Highway Patrol says they're too busy to take the family out and try to find that car. And they know where it is. They just, and this kid that's out there, he's just a young guy. He has no idea what Wellston's like. He can't find anybody to help him find that car. I think we're taxpayers in North Dakota, and these kind of things like this, the least they could do is take a few minutes to take him out there and show him the car.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is, we were wondering where you're going with this, but we understand what you're getting at. It's, they're just so overwhelmed. The Highway Patrol and the local police departments are so overwhelmed. I'm seeing the issue involved here. Well, thanks, Jack, for bringing that to our attention. But again, it's just, that's the growth. The civil service part of our society, when growth explodes like that, it's, they're always catch up. They're always behind. It's tough.
Is there something folks can do to help you out there?
They know nobody in Williston. And he said they even tried the county, and they're too busy, too, they said. I mean, this is ludicrous. You can't tell me that everybody... I can find five or six in patrol cars sitting for coffee shops every once in a while, you know. Somebody's got 15, 20 minutes to drive that family out there.
Okay, well...
Gene's about 2 seconds away from a donut joke, and I'm trying to hold him back.
I don't know what to say. yeah. Well, thanks, Jack. It's just one of the many things we always hear about, and this is what happens when... You know, the alternative of this, and it's not to diminish the importance of what you're saying, is we can go back to the 1980s, where towns continue to die, and houses...
I don't think we want that.
No, we don't want that. I mean, that's all we talked about in our youth leaving the state, and now we're the extreme opposite of what we were in the 80s, and that has its issues, too. And unfortunately, Jack, someone you know is caught into something like this, and it's a tough spot. And there's not a lot a person can sometimes do other than trying to hook them up with a local church service or some. You know, there are people
they don't
go
know where
to.
The car is. The patrol knows where the car is. That's what I'm saying. You know.
Oh, the fact that they actually picked him up. Yes.
Well, they hauled him in. I guess either that had the ambulance take him in or something.
Well, what happened is the officer that hauled him in probably is the only person that knows where it's at, and he probably didn't document it. That could be the problem.
They give the kids some crazy directions to him. He'll have to go out there. Too busy to go with him.
So. Gotcha. Well, Jack, thanks for bringing this to our attention.
All right. Maybe next time a Highway Patrolman's on your show, we can talk to him.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
All right, thanks.
Yep. 258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
You mentioned infrastructure growth. I was talking with the tour guide that I had down in Mexico, and he was talking about the area where he had lived in had grown from 80,000 to over 1 million in a matter of a few years.
Whoa.
I'm thinking, whoa, because he asked me, well, where are you from, North Dakota? And he even knew about the oil boom going on here.
80,000?
From 80,000 over 1 million. I'm thinking, could you imagine, like... You know,
my number.
Williston growing from, 20,000 to 500,000 or something like that.
I wish I owned some land a mile out of town.
Well, okay.
When it was 80,000.
Gene, ever the capitalist, sees the opportunity to make money.
Wow.
Me, I do see that, but at the same time, I'm thinking, yeah, but the problem is the population growth is far outpacing the ability to support it. The infrastructure couldn't possibly be
imagine?
There as they're seeing in Western Washington already with the growth they are having.
To build roads, the siting, the gaining the access, the easements. They need a freeway running down Main Street for a million people.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
To jump like that.
And then as you get to, you know, schools and housing and all that stuff, I mean, I can't even fathom getting that kind of an infrastructure up and running that fast.
Hey, I know a fast way to make money in that kind of place.
What's that?
Open up a coffee shop. What do you need? A coffee pot? A few cups?
Coffee pot. Right now, there's a whole bunch of Starbucks and other people looking at you going, oh, you think it's that simple?
A crude machine.
I mean, come
hey,
in here.
All I need is one of those Keurigs.
Mr. Stock sits in front of his 82, you know, 90-inch screens there counting money.
All you need is a Keurig, maybe 20 of their various different little cups. And I'm in business. Don't let them see it.
It's that simple.
put a little wall.
If it were that simple, we'd all be doing it.
They hear this, like an espresso machine.
Simple, you wouldn't be able to buy a coffee place, but I can tell you a few in Bismarck that are for sale, one of which seems to be perpetually for sale.
Unlike anybody, what anybody thinks, those Keurigs make a great cup of coffee. My favorite? Well, two favorites now. Butter toffee. And there's a new one. It's almond something.
What did you promise them a plug in the show today,
like
or what's going on here?
I missed
that's
that
not
one.
A cup.
I missed that.
This size here is a cup.
That's not a cup. That's a grande.
Those Keurig things are like a shot glass of coffee. Well, I need some serious.
What's
stuff
the one
here
above grande? They call that
55 gallon drum.
Muco large. Yeah, 55 gallon drum. That's some coffee.
That's what we need.
Oh,
so you think you just open a coffee shop and pull it off? You really think you can do that?
No, I don't. No.
Oh, well.
No.
Yeah.
But.
Well, that's better.
I'm just saying. It's a cup of coffee.
So some UND administrators are going to attend the Walk for Change protest. The whole super drunk. And how dumb is that?
This is dumb. This is in.
Wait, are you saying the protest is dumb now?
Yes, I am. And here's
okay
why. Okay.
Tell me.
Never mind the fact that we have the Fighting Irish that nobody's protesting. I'm half Bohemian, okay?
Okay.
And there's a band called the Crazy Bohemians. Okay. Now, why am I not all up in arms
well,
mad about
arms
it and say, they got to change their name because they're, you know,
because
making all Bohemians
all right,
crazy.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. There was not an entire race of people shoving you into a corner, taking your horses away, and saying, you're done. Stay here. Shut up. Don't do anything.
You're missing something in all that. It's called a conquered nation. You know what the Romans did to those when they conquered them? We were nice. I mean, yeah, we were horrible, but we were a lot nicer than the Romans.
You're the only person.
You became.
We were horrible, but we were
killed
nice.
You.
You're the only person in the world
your
that ever
children
that
become
quote
become slaves, and your wives, well, your wives become ours. You know, something like that. But
is that the same? That's my point. Nobody has shoved you in a corner, taken your transportation away, taken most of your land away, and told you to sit there and shut up and be good, and you can stay here.
You know what their choice was? Death. You know, every
true
conquered nation. Let's go back 5,000 years. Conquered nations.
Right.
You either died or you assimilated.
My
you can think how horrible this sounds, but we gave them some of their land back. Granted, we gave them the worst stuff. I mean, I know North Dakota ground. They got the worst of it. I'll
my
give you that.
There is no such thing as a parallel between fighting white man and fighting Native American. It's not a parallel.
I'm not seeing your point. You need to be. Fighting is fighting. It's horrible. Isn't there an expression, war's hell?
Because one race has been kicked around by another race. The bully doesn't.
Well, I'm a crazy bohemian.
The bully doesn't get to play the victim. That's the point. The bully does not get to play the victim. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Allison Ritter coming up when we get back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle, serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic, personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too, a great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Scott, in and off, he's fishing, right? We just couldn't. Phil and I decided what Scott really wanted to do was be fishing.
He really wanted that.
And rather than trying to do radio and fish, and then he wouldn't pay attention to what's going on
on
the radio because his bobber was going up and down. I know.
How could you do that? Now,
I'm so glad we got you in today.
And now, what do I have here with me?
What do you have here with you? Yeah.
A laptop.
Only one. I'm kind of surprised. Yeah. I kind of expected, like, because you usually have several screens. Gene Grader from Heartland Investor Services, and I'm Todd Mitchell, by the way. Gene usually is around a whole bunch of screens. Right now, he's only around three, and I think he's probably way out of
I'm suffering from withdrawals.
Comfort zone right now. Right now.
I've got a little espresso shot, not a grande in screens. Yeah.
A little one. See, the shots and coffee are not enough. We have to talk in some bigger quantity for
bigger quantity.
To actually work. Jamie, listening to K-Fire 550 in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, first of all, it's a 30-round magazine, not a clip. A clip loads a magazine. That's pet peeve of mine.
Good point. Good point. Technicalities, but they still work. Go ahead.
So what was the reason that they said they needed to get these kind of firearms?
Can't find that story. What is the reason that Homeland Security has found it necessary to what? To order 40
so you may want to
more rounds than
briefly,
to,
so
than
we
to
have
kill Iraq.
More people listening who didn't catch it before. What was the gist of that story?
The gist of the story is on May 7th, the USDA, Department of Agriculture, commissioned the acquisition of ballistic vests, tactical body armor, and the ordering of semi-submachine guns, 40 caliber, mind you, and the kind where one bullet and you're not getting back up again. They want 30-round capacities, collapsible stocks, titanium night sights front and rear, rails for attachment of flashlights. But it doesn't say why the USDA ordered this. You know, why did Homeland Security order enough ammo to fight Iraq five times over?
You know, a lot of people wonder why guys like me own AR-15s and weapons like that and all kinds of ammunition. Well, that's part of it, because I'll be damned if I'm ever going to get caught flat-footed like the Ukrainians did. And I know a lot of people think the same way I do.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, for public disclosure, yeah, I own several Colt AR-15s. I have the 30-round clips. I actually have a 90-round clip. It's more of a fun thing. It's not really practical. But you know what I use it for?
There,
prairie dogs and coyotes. I strike fear in out of the ranch. fear in those prairie dogs and coyotes. And
all right,
that's what I got them for. But you know what? I also have it in case. So whatever.
Well, Gene, it's called the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. So you don't need to give any reason to me.
It works here too. Thanks, Jamie.
Have a good day, guys.
You too. Is Allison with us yet?
Allison is on the line.
And you're listening to What's on Your Mind, and we have Allison Ritter with us this morning. She is from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. And earlier this week with Scott Hannon, there was some discussion on the new mega units that are coming together. And so Allison has been invited on to, clear up some of the questions that were raised earlier this week. So welcome, and how's your Friday going so far?
Well, it's going well. Eugene, I don't know if you remember, we go way back prior to my time here at the Department of Mineral Resources, back when I was Allison Adair on the KFYR-TV morning show.
Oh, yes.
Long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
I saw the light go on in Gene's head from way over here.
Wow. I wasn't married back then, so not a lot of people that know me from my former life with my new name. So,
gotcha.
So I thought I'd point that out, but... Well, yeah.
Good to have you on. Then we'll be much kind. No, she already learned how to get on my good side.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, that's a smart play.
She just levels me out.
That was a smart play, Allison, because if you had not brought that up, you were going to be enemy number one here. But now that you brought that up, you are
Gene's best
friend on the show, and I'm a distant second, but that's fine. I can deal with that.
But you know what?
I consider
Senator Hovind a friend. I've contributed to his campaign, yet I give him my 2 cents, too, on air. So.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. All right. Yeah. Now that we know we have a tough-minded girl here, there was.
Wow, you toughened her up. She sounds like she has this big soft side. Now you're trying to toughen her up.
No. Not a lady who could handle TV. No. She's already set.
Oh, okay.
So, Allison, did you by chance know what you're going to talk about, or are you wondering what you're going to talk about? Okay.
No, I do. I do. I have to admit, I didn't catch the first airing. I had just kind of heard bits and pieces, so that's kind of one reason why we wanted to come clear things up. But your wonderful producer, Chris Hennand, was able to send me the piece, so I was able to kind of listen in and figure out, you know, what we need to clear up. Wes Klein was on the show from North Dakota Farm Bureau. And I got to say, Wes Klein is a great guy. We work a lot with Wes Klein, so I in no way want to try to offend Wes or anything like that. I love how passionate Wes is, but there are just a few things that we should probably correct from the show on Tuesday.
I think the big ones are if you own an oil well that is now brought into a larger unit, your revenues could be diluted. And two, these mega units could really harm a large surface owner who owns a large chunk of land in this area, and they choose to do their mega work on his place. And a lot of that seems that that's the two things that come out. But go ahead, Allison, start addressing
those. Those are probably some of the more intricate, I guess, details of what to talk about. But I first just want to go back to the fact that, yes, QEP, the unit was approved in January, but QEP actually withdrew their application in March. So the application for this Grail Bakken unit no longer stands. So there will be no Grail unit. It doesn't exist. We need to point that out first and foremost. Second, when it comes to these units, it's probably really important to point out that mineral owners do have the final say. That is one of the issues that QEP was running into. They probably weren't going to get that 60% approval that they needed.
So bottom line is an oil company can't come in and say, all you mineral right owners, we are going to do a mega unit. Love it. Live it.
Right.
Can't do that.
Love it, live it, right. No, that can't happen when it comes to these units. And it's important to point out, too, that we have a strong history of doing enhanced recovery units in North Dakota. We have more than 100 fields in North Dakota are already unitized for enhanced recovery. So we have a history. We understand how they work. But this unit, and as well as the Corral Creek unit, that was approved about a year ago or 2 years ago, they weren't set up for enhanced recovery. Typically, units are set up for enhanced recovery, but this wasn't the case for the Crock Creek unit or the intent of this Grail unit. As a commission here, we have to maximize recovery, but we also have to minimize the impact and protect correlative rights, or correlative rights meaning the rights of the mineral owner. And so these two units in particular were more so designed to enhance that recovery, to get or maximize that recovery.
So.
Otherwise, without this unit, there'd be about 2.7 million barrels that would be stranded. But it also has to protect the correlative rights of the mineral owners involved. And so by having these units and developing these formulas, we're protecting those mineral owners and their shares that they would receive. It's not necessarily with a unit going to be equal because it's based on your ownership, but we do try to, with this one in particular, there was a formula developed that would make it fair.
Okay. How about the issues about the landowners? You know, that the fact, you know,
sure.
The land is separated from the mineral rights and the landowner has to deal. I mean, mineral owners can be living in another state, receiving
right.
their reward, and the farmer on top of the ground has to deal with the, you know, infrastructure coming in, the pipes, the road, the pad, and I can't imagine the size of the pad of a mega. Nonetheless, having to contend with that. What is there? Was there any compensation mandatory for the surface operator,
sure.
the one that runs the land?
Well, and I do want to point out something. Just because the unit gets bigger doesn't mean the size of the pad is going to get bigger either. In this case, we're probably going to have less pads than we would have if it wasn't a unit or a larger unit. But Wes is right to, he works for the Farm Bureau, he represents the Farm Bureau, and so they, of course he wants to speak for the rights of the surface owner. And yeah, there is a little less flexibility for surface owners when it comes to pipeline placements, when it comes to tank battery placements, but they still have a right to negotiate that surface damage.
Right.
They still
I have a question, you know, you own the land, but when you own the land above, easements have to be received on this land. Is that not correct? If they want to site a pipeline, a major pipeline, obviously there's easement issues where eminent domain obviously can come into play. These smaller lines, do they run into a lot of resistance from the surface owners?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of on a case-by-case basis if you say, you know, resistance from the surface owners. But they still are entitled to that negotiation for that surface damage. They still, you know, they do have a little less flexibility where tanks and pipelines could be placed. But with units, historically, it's shown that there will be a need for less pipelines and there'll be a need for less tank batteries and placements of those. So, like I said, there's a little less flexibility, but they still get to negotiate that surface damage. They still are entitled to that compensation.
Okay. Anybody in the, well, pun intended, the pipeline, so to speak, coming out that want to continue to push a possible mega pad or is there, these mega units? Or is it now that this one was withdrawn, it's kind of went away, it's quiet? Or is there somebody else you're hearing that wants to do one?
I haven't heard of any, you know. There was a little bit of hesitancy, I think, on the part of operators after the Corral Creek unit. This is not something to be entered into lightly for either the developer or for the commission. I know when the governor did vote against this particular unit, he made it very clear that he had some concerns about units of this size. So it's nothing that will be entered into lightly should someone else bring it to the table.
You had ESP. I was going to ask you as to why Governor Dalrymple had voted against it. He was the dissenting vote, but that answers
right. And like I said, I mean, he did have some concerns about what kind of issues you run into when you know get into units of this size. I mean, because it's not a decision to enter into lightly on either part on either party. I mean, there was a lot of work that went into the formula for this unit. I mean, there was a lot of research that our team had to do as far as how can we make it work based on the wells that have already been developed in that area and how do we bring that in and make the formula work for the mineral owners and be something that the mineral owners can agree on and work with. And it was not an overnight decision.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Allison, for stopping by and giving us an update on this. And so as it is right now, this is now a mute issue. It's no county meetings or anything going to be taking place. It's just, for now, it's done.
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yes, but thank you for having me on the show.
Thanks. Allison Ritter of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Pleasure on What's on Your Mind.
We'll be back. Friday, everybody.
You too.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. More of What's on Your Mind coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roll-Tec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com. RollTecElectric.com.
Start your day with 4 for $4 from PetroServe USA. Hot stuff breakfast pizza, two cookies, and a fountain pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Gene Grainer, Todd Mitchell, and no, Scott Hennen. if you've ever wanted to call and say something, but not have to deal with the wrath of Scott Hennon, today's your day.
You got to deal with my wrath.
Yeah, deal with Gene's wrath, or maybe my wrath.
Yeah.
1-800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550 or studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com will also kind of put you through.
Did you hear?
What?
Did you hear?
What?
Did you hear what?
What? Did I hear what?
I wasn't aware of this, but in Fargo, when they're redoing the West Acres movie theater, they wanted to put in the ability to buy liquor and go sit in the movie and have a beer and all that. And I just
places you can do that, so
yeah,
why not?
I just recently, Colorado, it's the norm. You can just walk
when
in.
You watch a movie at home, do you watch it with a big thing of Milk Duds, or do you pull up a
Milk Duds
glass or bottle of
Milk Duds, bowl ice cream, that kind of thing. But
okay.
So it was rejected because there is resistance. Now, I really, it doesn't matter to me whether you have the ability to buy a beer and go watch a movie or not. My question is, how come you can't go 2 hours without a beer? I mean, I know people who smoke terribly, but they can go 2 hours without a cigarette.
Maybe because they're going to see a movie they don't like, but the other person they're with wants to see the movie, so that's
makes it tolerable.
Yeah, make them cope the movie.
Now, can you imagine?
Okay, I'm not going to like this movie, but maybe if I have a couple of beers with it, I'll be able to deal with it. Okay,
deal with this movie with you. But you know,
exactly.
What does this lead to next? You know, the Walmart, they sell for 99 cents these candies that look exactly like the ones you buy
mm-hmm.
at the theater for $4.
Significantly more than 99
cents. Significantly
exactly.
more than 99 cents.
Right,
and so
right.
there is an incentive for people to sneak them in the wintertime with the big coat. But so
you want to make sure that movie theater owner goes out of business then, because
yeah.
you know the ticket price itself isn't going into his pocket. He's making his money
on the,
being able to expand and provide you better movies by selling you $4 candy.
Well, I buy the package deal, so I get a better deal on the candy. What is it? Two large
and
drinks,
really are you,
large bucket, two candies, you know.
Given what you do
$127.
For the amount of money you have to work with, you really go to Walmart and get the 99 cent candy. You are.
I have, yeah, I do.
Incredibly cheap. Don is somewhere in North Dakota. Wow, that narrows it down.
That narrows it
listening
down.
Listening to K-Fire 550, which that doesn't narrow it down either. Don, can you narrow it down for us on our Google Earth here?
Oh, is this me I'm talking?
Yes.
We're talking to you, Don.
Well, we're all talking, basically, yeah.
Well, I sure listened to Eugene Green. I enjoy his comments. And I was just wondering about property tax, how he feels. These mineral rights, it seems like they're making as much off of the mineral rights as I am farming the land. Is there a point to where we start property tax them, too, instead of just the surface rights? Or shouldn't they help maintain some of the roads and infrastructure to where, why are we always just putting property tax on the land?
Mm-hmm. Well, A, they are paying income tax on it, so they're already getting caught there. B, on the property tax, that partially goes to the fact that the infrastructure was built, you know, on the surface to use, but you are correct in the assertion they couldn't move that oil if it wasn't for the ability to use the infrastructure above ground. And this has been something that's been brought up. It is contentious. Now, obviously, if you have mineral rights, you'll be on the side of no, and if you don't have mineral rights, you'll be on the side of yes. And you do bring a good point up, because when we look at what's going on in north part of the state, it's all about infrastructure. The more infrastructure we have, the more oil we can move. And so one that owns mineral rights, if they're willing to pay a portion of the property tax, it helps speed up the building of the infrastructure that gets to their asset to move. You bring up a good point, Don, and why it hasn't been brought up at the North Dakota legislature, who loves to tax and spend our money. I mean, doesn't it bother anybody out there that a long time ago we had a $1 billion surplus in the state of North Dakota, and now we, quadrupled our income here in this state, and we're not at $6 billion, $7 billion, $8 billion worth of money tied up in the bank? That's because we have a legislature that loves to, beyond the one-time expenditures and infrastructure, that loves to fund more and new things to provide that is not in our Constitution to provide. And why, because of this, do we still have a state income tax? And so your question...
I thought I hit Scott Hennon's soapbox, but apparently you found it.
So you bring up a good point. Whether our legislature brings this up, which shocks me that they haven't, because it's another revenue stream that they could go after. And but as a surface owner, I can appreciate your you probably are a surface owner in the area. I can appreciate your attitude towards that. So, Don, I'm sure if you wait long enough, we're going to have a legislature wanting to tap some of that money too.
Hey, is there anything else I can talk about?
Anything. Go for it.
Well, I was just wondering about the Indians and all the Indian emblems. You know, I'm offended when I pull up to a highway patrolman and the faces on there. Our street signs have them all over the place on the interstate. If we're going to be politically correct, shouldn't we start removing them from everywhere? We have a county in the state that's called Sioux County, to where if this
we
has
rename
to keep
that
going...
Too.
Now that, to rename it, you just change the spelling to S-U-E.
There.
And put a picture of a cow on it.
No, that's a good point.
Yep.
That is a good point.
What has happened is a liberal elite who has power and autonomy to do what they want, unaccountable, unelectable, just, you know, lifetime appointments, it seems like, in some cases, feel this need. And so it's basically comes down to the... Fighting Sioux. What other issue do we have to argue about?
You put a cow on there and change the name, and we're set.
The Fighting Holsteins.
Every
yeah.
team that's the Redskins, you put a potato on their helmet. Done. Problem solved.
Don, right. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it, Don. Somewhere in North Dakota, listening to K-Fire 550. That could be all in North Dakota.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I'm a very bad man. And today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.